Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hay, Beat Buzzin' with you today, talking risk management with Dr. Glenn Tonser. Back with Dr. Tonser in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So, that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
In this part of the country, we've got two of the very best extension livestock market economists around, and Darrell Peel and Glenn Tonser. Dr. Peel, of course, at OSU, Dr. Tonser at K-State. And Dr. Tonser has got a variety of various management tools that they work with on a regular basis up at K-State for various segments of the beef business. For folks that have got feeder cattle, he's got an index that he's just updated that gives us some insight as to the potential for profitability later on this year.
Yeah, so this is a resource called the Feeder Cattle Risk Management Tool. Purpose of this is to basically be a what I would consider a user-friendly Excel-based decision tool that cattle producers who are going to sell feeder cattle, whether it's calves or yearlings in the future, could look and see what their alternative approaches to mitigating some price risk would be. So the specific example I'll give you here would be, say you're a cow-calf producer, you're expecting to sell about 90 head of 550-pound calves the end of September, and you're worried about the market. You know, you're not ready to do anything, but you want to do some homework to figure out what your alternatives are.
Dr. Tonser says that this tool allows a cattle producer to play what if with various price protection products, whether it's the LRP, the livestock crop insurance product, or it's put options, or maybe the futures markets itself.
The purpose of this tool is to map out, basically generates a nice table and chart to show what the expected ending prices would be if you took each one of those alternatives. At the moment, we are projecting a cash price of $163.34 for the last day in September for that 550-pounder, and you could establish a price floor around $150 if you used either the LRP or the put option approach, and that would cost you about $5 to $8 out-of-pocket premium. Think of it as an insurance premium, basically. That is an insurance premium, LRP, and it works like one if it's the put option to establish that. So for producers out there, I'm not advocating everybody go do this, but I am advocating anybody that's concerned about downward price to use this resource to understand what it might cost you to establish a price for.
Dr. Tonser says you can use the price protection of the puts or the futures market as long as you've got enough cattle. If you've got fewer cattle, less than 90, you may want to look at the insurance product.
The biggest appeal of LRP is you can pick the number of head that you insure. So if you were to pull up our default resource, it's for 90 head at the moment, and that corresponds with basically the same as one futures contract. So there's not much difference between the LRP or the put option, just a slight premium difference. But if you're an operator that says has 30 head, then actually there's some reasons to use LRP instead of the put option, because if you do a put option, you're effectively going to be speculating on some head.
K-State's Dr. Glenn Tonser talking about his feeder cattle tool, available on agmanager.info. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the Choctaw County Land and Cattle's first annual bull and female sale. It's April 9th at 1 o'clock at the ranch in Boswell, Oklahoma. The sale features registered Angus and registered Sim Angus, 18-month-old bulls, tested and ready for service. And the bulls were developed right here on the ranch. Females are AI bred and ultrasound safe in calf. For more information, call Billy Hall at 918-244-0154 or go to the website at www.cclcattle.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.